Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities. Organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air.
Well, let's say good morning to Vets Service Officer Josh Benega with us in the studio as usual on a Monday morning. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing good. I'm not complaining that the sun's not shining.
Yeah, plenty of sun yesterday.
It had to have been close to 90 yesterday.
I was officially at the airport here. It was 86, and I know they had some reports over in around the Montevideo area, 90, and Hope Schmidt said she saw 93 on their thermometer up in Appleton.
I think so, I saw 88 on my Weather Channel app.
Okay.
For Madison here.
But the airport out here, that's where the National Weather Service gets their stuff, and that's 86 officially. So it could have been hotter than that. Who knows? So it was a warm one.
It was a warm one.
Yeah. And 86, 90, I mean, what difference? It's warm.
4 degrees.
Yeah. But it doesn't really make much difference. But no. The sun is beating down on you.
But, sometimes during the year, 4 degrees is the difference between water freezing and water freezing.
That it is. Yeah. It's a little more crucial when it's in the 30-degree range.
Yep.
So, anyway. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman Second Class Willard Dean Swain. Willard was born June 27th, 1922 in Soldier, Iowa, and passed away on November 24th, 2012 out in California. He entered active duty January 27th, 1944 in Ottawa, Iowa, the United States Navy, and was honorably discharged about 2 years later on January 20th, 1946. He served aboard the USS Lindsay during World War II. So we thank you, Willard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Every day is Veterans Day.
Down in my office,
especially
it
at your office.
Yep.
Probably busy past your office today. Everybody driving by there to use that new drop box to pay their property taxes.
Paying their property taxes.
Don't forget today's deadline, I believe. First half property taxes today, if that's right.
Yep.
So they can stop in and say hello when they're in the neighborhood, right?
I actually get a lot of that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of nice.
Kill two birds with one stone, make the rounds at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about mental health today. It's, of course, May is Mental Health Month, and VA, the VFW, and Walgreens are collaborating to enhance veterans' access to mental health resources, and that's the topic today.
Yeah, I put a excerpts of a May 10 VA.gov press release which talk about a collaboration between the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, one of the largest veteran service organization of war veterans, and one of the largest pharmacies in the nation to aid in educating people about mental health resources that are available. VA, the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars in the United States, and the drugstore chain Walgreens announced a collaborative agreement May 6th, which will help improve mental health for veterans through enhanced education, access to resources, and outreach. VA, VFW, and Walgreens will work together to reach veterans and communities across the country with targeted initiatives to address mental health awareness and treatment, veteran suicide prevention, and opioid overdose education. As part of the collaboration, these three entities will educate VFW members to help reduce the stigma associated with mental health conditions, as well as encourage seeking help through the VA. The outreach efforts includes Walgreens VA programming at several upcoming state VFW meetings, jointly promote and coordinate with VA's Make the Connection campaign with the goal of helping to fundamentally change how people think and talk about mental health through veterans' own stories of treatments and recovery. Make the Connection shows many benefits of opening up about mental health concerns and making mental health awareness and treatment part of a healthy lifestyle. They'll also share patient education materials to help build awareness of both Walgreens and VA initiatives to prevent opioid overdose through education, proper disposal of unused medication, and access to naloxone, life-saving medication that's an antidote to opioids that can prevent fatal opioid overdose. Wasn't that in the papers recently, locally, that they have these, law enforcement has these kits now?
I know some of them do, anyway.
I forget what they're called, but, they'll also explore training programs and opportunities for Walgreens pharmacists and healthcare clinic nurse practitioners to enhance providers' ability to recognize veteran-specific needs and to better understand the military culture, which may influence veterans' willingness to seek help. Veterans tend to flock to other veterans. It's just
a natural thing to do.
Yeah, right? A natural thing to do.
Right.
You know, like you and you know, fellow radio announcers,
broadcasters.
You know, I wanted to say disc jockeys, but
well, that too.
You know, you guys have your own lingo and jargon. And
that's right.
Stuff that only you guys understand.
It's always interesting to see what everybody's up to.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And veterans do the exact same thing. You know, just like you know. Farmers like to talk to other farmers.
That's right.
You know, because
farmers don't talk to me because I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably a good thing that I stay away from farming.
Just your lawn.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. VA is a leader in educating patients about the risks of opioids, including opioid medications, and dispensing naloxone to interested patients. To date, VA has issued naloxone to more than 60,000 veterans to prevent overdose. Separately, other pharmacies, including Walgreens, have installed safe medication disposal kiosks and made naloxone available without requiring a prescription. There's also a medication disposal at the sheriff's office.
Yes, and any time you can use that one up there.
Yep, yep. For more information about VA mental health services, you can go to mentalhealth.va.gov. Information about VFW can be found at vfw.org. And more information about Walgreens can be found at their website, walgreens.com.
Okay.
And the military culture has a stigma about mental health. You know, the military makes you both physically and mentally strong. But sometimes, mental health does get the best of some people, and it's unfortunate.
Some people handle it better than others, or for a variety of reasons.
Yep,
so.
And it's totally normal. So, encourage anybody out there that thinks they may have something to seek some help or assistance, and that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Yep.
There's also information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse. Kenny was mowing it today. Looks really
right
nice.
Over toward the tax drop box.
Yep. Yep. We're between the tax drop box and the flag drop box.
And the flag drop box, right. So you can drop a lot of stuff off. Whatever.
Yep. Yep. And in between then, please step in, say hi. We're open regularly Monday through Fridays, 8:30 to 4:30. We will be closed Thursday and Friday this week. Me and a few VSO colleagues are going to be taking a trip out west.
Okay.
A little vacation.
And opening it on Monday then.
Yep, be next reopening
week.
On Monday. So Monday through Wednesday today, this week, 8:30 to 4:30, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
That's the story, rest of the story.
Now you know the rest of the story.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, Josh. Have a good break there, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good, and this article will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, as well as announcement at the bottom that the VSO office will be closed Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th of this week. So
okay. Very good. See you in a week.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.